Friend of Friend, A Testimony of the Prophet, from an interview with Elder Cecil O. Samuelson, Jr. of the 70, by Sarah Cutler. What I, the Lord, have spoken, I have spoken. Whether by mine own voice or by the voice of my servants, it is the same. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 1, Verse 38. After I was baptized and confirmed, my grandmother said, "You have the Holy Ghost now, and it's important that you have a testimony of the prophet." Soon I went to General Conference for the first time, the October Conference of 1949. It was quite an adventure. I slept over at my grandparents' house. I remember getting up very early on Saturday morning and riding the bus to downtown Salt Lake City with my grandmother. We walked over to Temple Square and stood in a line for a long, long time. When we got to the tabernacle, we sat in the back corner. Just before the meeting started, there was a hush and everybody stood up. Then President George Albert Smith walked in. I could see President Smith and his counselors. I've never forgotten how I felt when I first saw the prophet. I felt something very, very special. I knew he was the Lord's prophet. That was a very important event. I feel the same way when I see the president of the church now. I have served as a general authority now with three presidents of the church. And when the president walks in, I still have that testimony. He's the prophet. You are not too young to have a testimony that the president of the church is the Lord's prophet. If you get that testimony when you are young, it will be a sustaining influence in your life. You can know that the Lord does have a prophet, and that we are blessed when we listen carefully to what he teaches. End of Friend to Friend, A Testimony of the Prophet, from an interview with Elder Cecil O. Samuelson, Jr. of the 70.